I thought the scariest part of The Shining was the font.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
G'day, g'day.
Hi, Steve.
Apparently, I've got lots of stuff to talk about besides the New Zealand International Film Festival, so let's get straight onto that stuff.
Okay, what is it?
Last week, I talked about Gangs of London, which was coming to Neon, and the entire first season actually has turned up, so it's not something that you need to watch week by week.
You can do it in one day.
I found it a bit punishing. I kind of do one or two at a time. It's quite violent. Like, there's some good stabbings and shootings, and there's a bit of... There's a bit of flatmates walked in while I was watching a quite brutal torture scene, So you know.
What are you doing, Steve? Huh? Nothing. Just watching some torture.
Oh, just really into it, eh? Pull up a pew. So I highly urge you to check that out. This is, of course, the new show that is from Gareth Evans, who's the dude behind The Raid and The Raid 2. It's got lots of really good fights, as you'd expect. Just check it out.
Sweet.
It's on the bloody Neon.
I love a good stabbing.
On TV. Good stab on TV. Good. Good save.
Shit. What's next?
I saw a film last night called Waves, which opens tomorrow. It was a bit long, but I was left quite rattled by this film. Wasn't quite sure why. I still haven't quite sussed this out. I think it's just such a competently made film that it gets past the fact that the storyline of a teenager sort of going off the rails and some increasingly bad juju happening just really, really stuck with me. And when I think about trying to explain why it was such a good film, all I can see is the swirling colours. I can hear the extremely loud, not just loudly presented in the cinema, but like loudly mastered soundtrack. And it's one of those films where not to be spoiler guy, but when something quite bad happens in the middle of the film, like you could hear everyone in the audience gasp, including I could even hear myself do it. So that says something there. It's about a upper class or upper middle class black family in Florida. Mostly follows a teenager in his last year of high school who's a wrestler, but he's sneaking his dad's oxys because he's got a bung shoulder, and suddenly, you know, his kind of regimented life may look to be jeopardized.
Okay.
But, like, it sounds really familiar, but, boy, it really whacked me around.
What sort of rating is it?
I'm going to hazard a guess and say it's probably an R16.
Yeah.
Based on content.
Minimal opiate, that.
It was one of those... It was about a 15-minute drive back from the cinema. Bit of rain, bit of time in my head, bit spaced out.
Okay.
So if you want to see something affecting, I recommend Waves. I mean, yeah. It's not going to set the world on fire, but boy, it'll knock you around a little bit.
Make waves, so to speak.
Yeah, there you go.
Just to...
Now, I probably wouldn't have mentioned that if you hadn't said I had lots of non-film festival stuff to bring up, so we're moving right along. That'll kicks off this Friday. You're probably well aware of this by now. It's the New Zealand International Film Festival, mostly at home in a few cinemas. There are screenings at ASB Waterfront Theatre. There's screenings at Hollywood Avondale.
What is that theatre like?
It's got pros and cons.
Is it outside?
No, it's the Auckland Theatre Company's home base. Mm. So it's a room designed primarily for live performance of the theatrical nature.
What are the seats like?
They're okay. They're fold down. They are padded.
Okay.
there's this really kind of nice concrete floor that, you know, being the theatre, they give you quite substantial plastic cups for your wine. Mm. And the floor's really made to conduct the sound that will sort of happen, I guess, maybe about an hour. Say you're about an hour into a theatrical experience. Mm. Everyone's really intense. There's actors doing real acting on stage in front of you.
Awkward.
And then you hear... Dunk, 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 dunk.
Everyone's forgotten where they're putting their cup.
And that's that, my friends, is the sound of a plastic-stemmed wine glass falling over, bouncing and rolling.
One of those two-piece ones. The bottom comes off.
It's quite embarrassing being there when people are actually acting on the stage and there's a sound of knocked-over plastic wine glasses reverberating through a room because, I don't know, you can't help but they probably hear that as well.
Mm. Still, they're real humans.
Now, when you watch the people on the movie screen, they're not... in the room.
Mm. So everyone else is,
not,
though.
So that's not so much of a problem. Anyway, kicking things off on Friday, both at ASB Waterfront and also online, is True History of the Kelly Gang, which is this kind of quite rambunctious... They're going to want me to say it's a punk rock take on Ned Kelly.
Ned, okay.
And it's a pretty satisfying watch. Scrappy outback, braggadocious kids, guns, good acting. Into it.
Shit. I don't know what braggadocious even is, but I can imagine, I think.
Like, puffed up chest, bit of swagger.
Okay.
As they may say.
Right on.
I thought I'd just rattle through a couple of other things I've seen that are playing over the next couple of days. How you get your mitts on them is by going to nziff.co.nz, and you can rent films there. The majority of them have a rental period of like a week or so. Prices range from cheap movie ticket to slightly below average price movie ticket. So it's not going to dent your pocket too badly. An interesting one I saw is called Just 6.5, which is a... as you find out in the film, is sarcastically named after the fact that in Iran there are only 6.5 million drug addicts. There's just 6.5 of them. It starts as this really hectic cop film. There's a drug bust. There's a great chase on foot. And then if you've seen any Iranian dramas, there's been some highly regarded ones in past years, like A Separation, etc. You'll be used to the fact these can be like quite claustrophobic conversations, like quite yelly, quite intense, a lot of energy being smashed back and forth between the cast. And that exists in this film as well, as a bunch of cops try and bust their way up the drug chain. And then it kind of follows them as they manage to flip a couple of guys and take them through the judicial system in Iran, which... oh boy, you think you've seen overcrowded jails? You have not seen overcrowded jails. And also, they do not like their drug addicts very much. It's a pretty good watch, and not only is it a good cop thriller, but yeah, just, you know, stuff's a bit different, which is good.
I caught a blockbuster. I think it's The High Note or something like that. Did you mention that the other day?
No, I haven't seen that. I'm curious.
Totally good watch. Really good watch. Yeah, it's about kind of like a sort of a singer that's reached a sort of peak, and she's over the hill a little bit. I think it's Diana Ross's daughter. She's great. She's great. And it's got Bill Pullman in it, and it's got Ice Cube, and Ice Cube is fucking great.
As I understand it, Dakota Johnson is on hand as a young white woman to help save and resuscitate her career.
Yeah, it's a little bit... I wouldn't look at it like that. I mean, she's kind of like... she's just trying to make her big break herself, so there's kind of a good juxtaposition there. It backfires in her face a little bit. So.
Look, tell you what, you can't go past a feel-good film, it especially when things are a bit
and
shit.
It's, you know, music and that. There's inside the recording studio, John, you'll love
that. I appreciated your use of backfired in her face a little bit. It was great. It was great.
There's a cool little twist that's cute as hell, you know.
Oh, look at that.
Totally watchable.
Look at that.
Totally watchable.
Another good doc I watched this week was The Kingmaker. International Film Festival kind of have staggered the releases. So rather than being like a video store that you walk into and get bewildered by having all the stuff to choose from, they sort of keep adding titles every day.
Okay.
So going live on Tuesday is a film called The Kingmaker. This is a documentary about Imelda Marcos.
I feel like I know.
She is the, her deceased husband was the dude who ran the shop in the Philippines for... maybe like 25, 30 years. Marcos was kind of like a bit of a household name because when the regime fell, everyone made fun of how many pairs of shoes she had.
Okay.
Over 3,000 pairs of shoes they found in her house. They just looted like phenomenal amounts of money out of the Philippines to fund lavish lifestyle, etc. This doc about her, she's kind of come around to this, she's still very well regarded by a big sector of the community in the Philippines. And as the doco goes on, sort of starts looking at how she looks back at her past. Spoiler, doesn't really give a shit about any of it. Just kind of recast herself as, oh, the nation, it's falling apart. It was so much better when we were in charge. Oh, no one cares. I care. I'm the mother of the nation. But then you find out that she's still quite active in politics and it doesn't bode well for the Philippines' future. It's a really, really interesting doco, and I think... if you remember...
I don't know the story at all, so I'm kind of like...
Yeah, well, I remember when the Marcos regime fell, and it was things like, oh, they were just obscene thieves. She had 3,000 pairs of shoes.
Yeah.
And there's definitely
tigers,
a lot of that stuff
exotic
to...
exotic pets?
They do actually...
Giraffe?
buy a lot of animals and put them on a private island, including some giraffes.
Fuck yeah. And, I always ask questions, John.
And in a metaphor for in a metaphor for the country and the damage they've wrought, those animals are now also fucked. Ugh.
Not obviously not in a sexy way.
Whoa. And I'll leave you with one more. That's a horror called Relic, which features three generations of women and what seems to be a bad strain of dementia.
Nearly watched this.
Should do it.
I pulled out.
Should do it. It's I think if you've got a like if you've got a family relationship with dementia, it might be a little bit tough. Some of it sort of is grounded in realism, and there's also a supernatural component to the film as well.
Does it get explained? Kind of annoys me.
Don't.
No.
Let's
no.
say, like, it's not a straight allegory, and it's not a straight supernatural. They kind of intermingle.
You want closure, don't you?
Well, it's just like, oh, look. No, magic. Don't worry, magic.
I kind of like it. I don't always require closure at the end of a film. Sometimes I'm like, oh, yep, just leave me guessing. That's fine.
This one's kind of in the vein of it sort of wants to be prestige horror, like a Hereditary.
Usually everyone dies. It
doesn't quite get there, but horror fans should get enough of a kick out of it. And the performances are awesome.
Okay.
Really convincingly brings this like three generations of mum daughter to life pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Okie doke.
Enough to enjoy.
Yeah, heaps going on.
Tonight I'm going to watch a trashy horror called Yummy, which plays as part of NZIFF. It's set in an Eastern European plastic surgery clinic.
Oh.
And there are zombies, so...
Oh, man.
Let's find out more about that, and I'll talk about that next week.
Cool, man.
That sounds good, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Catch you soon.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.